Photographer Richard Avedon is approaching his 80th birthday. He's been taking pictures for more than 60 of those years. With few exceptions, his photographs have been in black and white, and his subjects always are people. Avedon has photographed more fashion models than any living photographer. He's also photographed some of the most distinguished and notorious people of the 20th century. The Duke and Duchess of Windsor, composer Igor Stravinsky, Richard Nixon, Henry Kissinger. An exhibition of Richard Avedon's portraits from the 1940s to the present is on view at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. David Darcy reports.
Just about everyone in Richard Avedon's portraits is famous for something, yet in each picture there's a twist. Avedon's Marilyn Monroe is mournful, not the glittery Marilyn that Andy Warhol mass-produced. Dwight Eisenhower, up close and tactile, is someone's soft, smiling grandfather. Samuel Beckett stands in a white void. Avedon made his career and his fortune making women and clothes look beautiful, but he says the portraits at the Metropolitan Museum are his most personal work.
I think the world outside called fashion photography commercial photography, whether it was done editorially or not. I never made a separation. I just followed my enthusiasms. I enjoyed all of it, but the deeper part of me went into the portraiture. And even if the fashion was groundbreaking at the time, it was an enthusiasm that sort of wore itself out, and portraiture never has.
As a young man, Avedon created the look of the glossy magazine Harper's Bazaar. By 1957, the celebrity photographer was such a celebrity himself that Fred Astaire recreated him as Dick Avery in the film Funny Face. Audrey Hepburn was an unwilling model.
A man of your ability, wasting his time photographing silly dresses on silly women.
I don't know. Most people think they're beautiful dresses on beautiful women.
At most, a synthetic beauty. Trees are beautiful. Why don't you photograph trees?
I do what I do for a living. It has to do with supply and demand. And you'd be amazed how small the demand is for pictures of trees. My work is very pleasant, the pay is excellent, and I get a trip to Paris every year.
The real Richard Avedon wasn't only shooting models, and he wasn't only dealing with fashionable image making. He was making portraits back when most in the art world were doing abstraction. He shot his first portraits during World War II in the Merchant Marine for identification cards. He's been shooting figures and faces ever since.
I could never relate to anything abstract, particularly in images. I always felt abstract expressionism at its peak was wallpaper. I mean, there are a few great painters of that period, for me, that were mind-boggling. Rothko and Barnett Newman and Jackson Pollock, and the rest all seem to be have found an easy way out, and it looks it to me. My life was influenced by Soutine, by Giacometti, by Man Ray, and, you know, those were my heroes. And I just was only interested in the other person, never interested in an idea about art. I never thought my photographs were art. They were done as a... Well, I don't know why. I mean, look around this room. It's all about the people in the room.
In his studio, Avedon is surrounded by his view of the people he's photographed for five decades. Over that time, Avedon's portraits have stuck to the same elements. They're posed, the camera is close so you can see every wrinkle on Rose Kennedy's hand. The background is usually all white, giving everyone a silhouette. Maria Morris Hamburg, head of the Met's Department of Photographs, says Avedon sets specific conditions to get what he wants out of a subject.
He says no. He says no to beautiful light that would flatter the person. He says no to the ambient surroundings of that might explain who this person is. He says no to surprising poses, you know, a jump or a twist or a turn that would be uncharacteristic. What he wants to do instead is to isolate the person in their most characteristic self.
In the 1970s, Avedon added another degree of manipulation. He started making portraits on a monumental scale. The Met is showing his group portrait of Andy Warhol and the dressed and undressed protégés of Warhol's studio, The Factory. There's also a portrait of the Mission Council of politicians and generals who commanded the U.S. war in Vietnam and one of the anti-war defendants in the Chicago 7 trial. Avedon premiered them at the Marlboro Gallery in New York in 1975. Each ensemble is 9 feet high and some 30 feet across.
The moment you begin to enlarge, even a little bit, you open up the question of scale. And you can go anywhere with it. And these three subjects were iconic from the beginning. They represented the overwhelming flow of that time. And I've had a strong feeling at that time that it's very dismissive to have pictures on your lap. It turns them into an aesthetic experience and a very unreal experience because you're a big guy looking at little people. So I began to want to have this confrontation is a bad word, but if I look at you the way I could look at a photograph of you that was life-size or bigger, you would get very embarrassed in a little while because we wouldn't be speaking and maybe staring at you. You're staring back at me. It has implications. It has connections. It has almost sexual permission that you can't do in real life. Or you can, but it means something. You have this opportunity to walk up to an image that is your size, nothing in the background, just the person looking at you, and you can read the face and have a kind of exchange. And that's what I was able to make happen in the Marlborough show for the first time.
Avedon could also work on an intimate scale. In the 1970s, he chronicled his father dying of cancer. Later, he went to the American West, where his subjects were ranch hands, cowboys, and drifters. He made them new icons, new celebrities. Curator Maria Hamburg.
I think what Avedon was trying to do there was to plumb the other side. You know, what is it if you take away celebrity? So that's what he did in the American West, is he went out to find people who didn't have necessarily the fame, the accomplishments, to find out what links us all, what is the common denominator.
One of those subjects was bald beekeeper Ron Fisher. Fisher had answered an ad and sent a picture of himself in a three-piece suit. Avedon posed him bare-chested, wearing a garland of bees.
I had never done this type of thing before. You know, I have had a few bees maybe walking up my arm when I'm in a bee yard working my bees, taking honey off. Maybe I have one or two crawl up my pant leg and get as far as my knee, but I've never had literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bees walking over my bare chest. Now, a bee has six legs, and on the bottom of each leg is like two little hairy things, two little fingers. So there's 12 of these things walking on my bare skin, and here again, I've got hundreds and hundreds of bees. If you don't think that tickled, and all I could hear Richard Avedon saying was, you can't move because that'll blur the picture.
Richard Avedon ends the Met Show with portraits he took this summer of fellow photographer Lee Friedlander in a typical Avedon pose, just facing the camera, and with a triptych of pictures of himself, white hair flowing, arms gesturing, composing the portrait of his own career with the figures on the wall around him.
I knew that I was generally doing a portrait of America. I didn't call it that, but I really thought this is what it's adding up to. And it's a very eccentric portrait of America because it's from my point of view. And then as the work developed, it got more and more internalized and less gestured. I do less. I back myself into a corner against glamorous lighting, against making people look different from the way they look, and having faith in the subject has developed over the years, and not in the art of it.
Avedon and his dealer have given the Metropolitan Museum the entire contents of the 1975 Marlborough Gallery show. The huge group portraits didn't sell then, but thanks in part to Avedon, the art market today is filled with large format photography and portraits. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.